Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It may not be morning for you, but it is for me. It's the morning, and I'm full of sunshine because I've learned that every day, if I create something new for me, generally, somebody around me benefits, and I like that feeling. I like knowing that if I create something, I move myself forward somehow on a physical, spiritual, emotional level. I move forward in my spam. I don't even notice the spammers. So I welcome you, and I thank you for being with me. I am Jill Reed, and I'm just Jill, and I've been a host of this Sweet Perfume and Leather Jackets radio show that I created here at Blog Talk Now for, this is my 997th. There have been a few of them in there that my dear friend Sabrina did, and I appreciate her for that value. And I know that there are others that appreciate her for her value when she used to do Free for All Fridays after I had done a year or better of my show. And so the goal here was always to help you feel a connection with that kid inside of you, the one that wanted more, that knew that they could be more, that had the drive for life, a drive to naturally utilize the power that they possessed. And it was the way that we got to feel our emotions. And some of the emotions we felt we didn't like very well, but we got to feel them. And as adults, we're still searching for that feeling that we used to get when we were the little kid. And we created something that was of value to ourselves and to others, brought us happiness. And that happiness reflected out as love, and it was reflected back to us as love, and it was this great interchange of an awesome feeling of joy and continuing joy as we just continued to get better and better at what we did because it was natural for our large organ to be protected by this smaller organ that integrates with reality. We are able to, all the humans, among all the humans, every one of us, most every one of us, has a mind that can integrate with reality. What is around us? We can integrate with it. But we don't do it. We were led away from doing that in a structure that's been wrong and systems within structures. And so our operating system just needs upgraded. And it's been my goal to always upgrade your operating system to cause you to think with integrated thinking, to sometimes see in pictures based on a metaphor or an analogy that I might throw out. Okay? Something here is like something there, a comparison, an analogy. This is like, this is similar to, that kind of thing. This is not like, to get to what makes them different and why they wouldn't go together or why they might fit together, because you need that part to make this work. That's this great integrated thinking that any of us can do, and our children need to be taught that they've got that amazing organ within them to play the keyboard, to pull together chemicals or components, to pull together why they like hanging out with somebody here, life, and is moving forward in life, creating values, and why they don't like hanging out over here with those who are caught in a rut of being dishonest to conform with a system of control. And so the peer pressure for children would subside if every child knew this power they possess and they were taught how to use it. And as adults, that peer pressure causes us to buy the name brand, that particular one, the Green Giant over IGA, something like that, the Tommy over Old Glory or whatever might be a brand. Because we want accepted in this limited world that we don't feel accepted. So I'm trying to show you this expansive world that you can live in, cause you to think differently, to see life in a picture of here's what we could have if we simply began to use that organ, that organ that integrates reality. It doesn't create reality. And how do I say that? What I mean by that is look around your room, and a human being pulled pieces together of things that could work together and made a value for you. The wood that's in the bed came out of nature. But the wood that's in your bed might have been together with the glue that came out of nature to make a different material. We're amazing creatures. We are the only thing on earth, that mind of ours, is the only thing on earth known to create. And if every child knew that and was groomed to become a great creator, a brilliant value creator, integrating their thinking, we would govern ourselves based on an integrating quotient instead of an intelligent quotient, because there are people that can have a high IQ but do not know how to integrate much of anything with something to have success. And so we need to groom our children for great success. We need them to understand that each one of them could become a business of their own based on finding something they would love to do and loving to be in it even in their spare time. So if you're a parent, be watching your children to see what they do with their time. What do they do that they could perhaps earn a living? And groom them towards that. Every little kid loved to be a business of some sort. Some will grow up to be a professional as opposed to being in business. They're the professional that has to continue with the knowledge of whatever they're in, the ever-evolving knowledge, and keep moving forward in a different way than a business. A business can literally create a product or a service and do it well forever, some things. Okay, and there was someone last night who I was listening to who said that he would go to someone that read books about mechanics to work on his car over someone who didn't. And I thought, oh, I just think that's funny. I'm listening, and it's okay because we can all have our own opinion. But just because someone doesn't read doesn't mean that they don't know how to work on a car. It's the kind of mind that can solve, go to the lowest common denominator and figure out why something isn't working or why it is and build upon it. It's an amazing process. It's a scientific process that you could do without reading books, because there are those that read books that never worked on a car that I wouldn't want touching my car. And so I love that in the world in which I live, I can have a different opinion of life than someone that I completely respect. It doesn't mean I think less of them. I just have my opinion, and they have theirs. And I think it's amazing how people are fighting over their opinion of politics, when the what is of politics is that every governing body, since the dawn of consciousness, basically, the time where human beings, you've heard of the words dawn of consciousness, maybe never known what it meant. That was a time when the human species evolved into this consciousness, when they moved away from living in nature and following the voices in their heads that helped them run from the storm. Okay? We're not like that anymore. We've built things to protect us from the storm, out of nature, and created more expansions upon the reality of life, and we can do it every day. Excuse me. So politics worldwide, as in government worldwide, has always based upon a system of control, a system of taking force upon the people, their wages, their properties and contracts to survive. Because, see, the governments are still in the survival mode, but we human beings have all kinds of proof that we're in the thriving mode. Look around your room. Somebody originally put creative energy into life and came up with a solution for a better widget or a new thing, and they brought it to life through business, and you get to exchange value to own it. How wonderful is that? And it feels good, right? It feels good. If we don't feel good about what we buy, we take it back. And there are more people that give you a value that's worthy than don't. The ones that don't, you take it back. It broke. You don't need it. You have a right to get your money back. Value exchange is what caused us to make a leap as well. Let me tell you. When we began to create more things out of nature, we needed to be able to trade. And I'm speaking about your ancient ancestors and mine as well. We're alive. It's because somebody made it through all these terrible things that have happened in society. We came from the same place, everyone. Go ahead and wrap your mind around it. It's okay. It doesn't define us anymore to have to claim to be part of a political-driven, drawn border. It doesn't matter. You're male, I'm female. You're female, I'm female. I can't say I'm a male. So I'm like the females in the way that I'm built and the way that I operate because of how I'm built. And you men are built different than us, and you operate different than us ladies. Men, you're driven upward and onward. That's the way you're built. You're going to go there at all costs sometimes. And then you go, oh, gosh, I don't want to tuck my tail between my legs because I want tail. You know how that goes? You know what I mean, don't you? You know what I mean, don't you? Ladies, we take the world in. It's the way we're built. Stray cats, stray guys, stray girlfriends. It doesn't matter. We try to make the world better. We take everything in, and we try to make it all work. We try to fit it into it. Okay, you get that, don't you, ladies? We try to fit it all into it, okay? So it's how we are. And there are people that are perplexed even about how we are and how we operate. And they may not like the way some people within their same gender operate. And so they don't like that. Or they can't stand the way someone who was of the opposite gender acted. So they don't like that. They have stereotyped and set out living their life based off of some things that they didn't like in somebody else. There are some like that. There are others who just, you know, for whatever reason, life is just different for them. And I love them all. I love them all because I can. I can love anyone as long as they're being of value to themselves and to the world around them. I can choose not to hang out with people that are trying to destroy another or are destroying themselves if I can't get through to them. I can just choose to let them be. They will not guide me. I will come to a point where I have to say, I can't give any more. They have to find out for themselves. Always try to let the child figure something out for themselves. Go to that lowest common denominator, the what is of life. Here's what it is. You can find a solution. Let's work on the solution. It's fun. It's exciting. If you focus on the problem and never being able to focus to solve that problem, it will just continue to grow as a problem in your life. You are a brilliant, 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 conscious human being. You were born it. It's inherent within you. We are born into consciousness these days. The leaps that our primitive ancestors did. We are truly blessed to be living in these modern times where more and more people are creating more and more values for us, and we are rapidly evolving. Fast paces, I'm telling you. And the geniuses in society, let me talk about them. The geniuses in society are the people that literally see in pictures. They see something. Immediately they see it. And with that, they can sit for just a few moments and figure out what made that work. and put it together very quickly. That's a genius mind. And the geniuses in technology are bringing us amazing things. We have quantum computers now. They've been around, but they couldn't figure out how to cool them. They're cooled now. It's cool, man. It's cool. I followed a lady who was on the team in NASA helping to find solutions to cool a computer. Can you imagine what a career that would be? How crazy would that be? It would take a completely different mind that wanted to figure that out, be on a team like that, different than what I would be, I think. But I've never tried anything like that, although I think science is very fascinating and probably more into the arts. I was thinking about that. Although science is part of everything, and numbers are part of all of life, is what my son told me many, many, many years ago. And I looked at him with a look like, okay, we'll have to talk about that when I'm not rushing out the door to go somewhere. Okay, that rushed life for most of us, an uncomfortable life. Geniuses get into what they see and they stay. They're in a downstream flow. It feels good. They have another breakthrough and another breakthrough and a breakthrough and a breakthrough. And some of us got into ruts of doing something because we were taught that get a good education and go do a good job. Get those benefits. They're important. Okay? We look to business to provide so much for us, but we learn to hate business because our politicians told us about the evils of it. But yet the politicians only survive because of business. They don't do anything to earn a livelihood. They have no base for happiness like the creators do. Creating values brings us happiness and can eventually lead to wealth, and possibly very quickly if you have the genius mind that can see it and pull it in quickly, everything about it. So do you know that you can be trained to integrate your thoughts, trained to begin to use your mind to do puzzle picture building? You can. We could have taught that to the children in school, but you can learn it as an adult. It's up to you if you want to learn it. If you don't, it's okay. You can be standing alongside the road watching someone in a parade who brought us a really great value, someone like Steve Jobs, somebody like Bill Gates, somebody like, there's so many to name now. There are those that brought it to us through software. There are those the ones that built the components of the computer. There are the ones that figured out how to cool the components of a computer. They are amazing people. They're saving lives because of people like this. How do we feel about someone that saves a life? We love them. We love them. Okay? We want the feeling of love. You see, their values that we can use. We can reflect back love to them for providing us that value. So the rest of us can think in pictures, but we don't necessarily see our life in pictures, everything we do. Can you imagine that? Seeing the picture, pop, 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 pop. But you can begin to integrate with numbers in life. My son, honestly, the kid was much more than I ever was. His dad was very brilliant, is brilliant. Just celebrated his 61st birthday yesterday. Thank you and happy birthday, Bill. I know you don't listen to my show, but in spite of the fact that we're not together, because I did choose him. I did choose him. He would tell you that. And he was moving upward and onward most parts of his life. Because I chose him. I got to experience a child that numbers mattered so much from the time he was little that he came upstairs one morning after he had counted with me to like 20-something, maybe to 20-something, early 20s probably, that within a day he came upstairs to wake me because he was counting way up and he knew it. He was like up at 79, and I was like, he shook me to wake me. And of course, I actually had just had a tooth removed. It wasn't something I wanted to do, but I did have a tooth removed. And having children was hard on my body, I have to say that, as far as my teeth. But I was just kind of like, ugh, groggy. But I sat there in awe going, whoa, these little minds, these little kids, having that ability to count so fast, so high, whoa, right? So every generation becomes a little more integrated because the generation before them became a little more integrated. And in some families, we literally did integrate it in thinking and pulled thoughts together. And in some families, they didn't. They simply followed specialized knowledge, a job, every day. And some families were in business, and the children got to experience the business if they were fortunate enough their parents took them in with them. And in most cases, a lot of us did get to go to work with our parents in their own business. I remember when they came up with Bring Your Child to Work Day. And I was young. I had no children. Late teens, early 20s. Probably 20s. Because I was already working for the oil company that I'd been seeking. And I thought, well, that's kind of crazy. Why would you want to bring a kid to work? Why would they want to come in here and watch their mother sit at a desk and read some files? And what would be the value in that? You know, like, I could see that because if they went to work in my dad's shop, holy moly, they could have a blast. They could watch him do all the details to make an engine run. And he could show them what he was doing. He could talk to them about the components and science behind it. But when you have just a piece of the action in the department, why would you want to expose a child to that? Boring. Children naturally integrate with the world around them to become more, using that organ, the power of the mind, to create. And we slowly show them down. We quickly shut them down. Playing with some stuff there for a minute. When we put them in a public education system where we try to make them all the same and don't want to leave one child left behind, well, we've left them all behind. I hate to say it, but we have. And so over this next year, as I bring in a program that I'm bringing in, I'm so excited about it. I'm claiming it here as Chairs for Children. Chairs for Children. Part of the Congregation of Inspiration in our outreach. A fundraiser that will forever change the world for our children. Awesome teaching, school-like, Sunday school type, so to speak. I'll call it that. Ways for children to learn to do integrated thinking instead of having specialized knowledge that won't cause them to live a happy, creative life, leading into prosperity and romantic love for them. Teaching them while they're young to appreciate the value that they are so that they don't succumb to the peer pressure that I mentioned earlier, that instead they'll have peer review amongst their own and they will be able to talk about what they're discovering, breakthrough to newer discoveries, breakthrough knowledge, integrating with numbers, integrating in science and art, business, technology rapidly advancing. And we'll have the programs for the adults as well. But I'm starting with the actual fundraiser, Chairs for Children, because these children wanted to integrate with me when I would be playing outside in the summer. Because a friend of mine stimulated me into remembering that I do like to play in art, although I love business. I love business. That I love to play in art. She was doing some beautiful work on furniture. And I kept going, my gosh, you guys, look at this. This is Beverly did this. Look at this. And I go, oh, whoa, it's another Shirley original. It's another Shirley original. Because there's not another like it. And she did a really beautiful job. And we found some chairs really cheap one day. And I was like, wow. I want to play with these. They got such a neat back, and I played with them. My work isn't like hers, but it was my first attempt in many years. Yet I've always claimed that I was going to have an art studio when I retired by this one babbling brook in this one particular house in Wyoming. I spend summers there. That's it. And some of my downtime. I forever saw myself wanting to be a public speaker since I was in my 20s, and I have the opportunity to do it because I took an opportunity when others did not. And I was willing to learn material so that I can teach from that material, but I don't have to have a book in front of me. And I challenged myself with a two-hour radio show when I first started this 996 episodes ago. For quite a while, I went with two-hour episodes. I wanted to help people with relationships, but I found that people didn't want to air their dirty laundry on the radio, and some didn't want to take the advice that I gave them. They continued to be controlling upon each other instead of setting each other free, but they want peace in their life, and they won't even do it within their own relationship. They don't want war. They talk about war, but they're warring within their own relationships, pointing fingers at each other. And to me, it's a really tragic thing. And so I soon realized that wasn't going to work at my level. And I kept growing, being able to speak about going to the lowest common denominator to solve things because it's our nature. It is the most powerful thing you have. It is not outside of you. It is internal. And it could live eternally. Our mind, okay. The brain grows heavier with integrations with new neuromuscular pathways. Science has proven so much these days. Firing away with the left and the right chambers, the creative right and the logical left, as I call it, the double barrel brain, is very important in your life, and I've tried to help you with that. And I've enjoyed being here with you. But I have a new technology that I'm going to try. And I have new programs that I have developed because I kept integrating. I didn't stand still. And yet I have many people in my life who stood still over these 1,000 episodes. And I take partial blame if you were the one that listened to me every day and doesn't feel like you got value out of it. I appreciate you gave me your time. And I would feel bad if you ever felt that you gave up that half hour. And at one point, maybe the 2 hour. I don't believe you did because you're still here. But it's time for me to roll on and roll up. It's time for me to touch more lives than what I can do right here. It's time for me to take what I've learned by doing this, the strength that I gathered by creating a value that didn't exist before I decided to do it, because I had people in my life that wouldn't let me talk about the last project that I had done. They literally shut me down. They literally shut me down and said we didn't need to talk about that. And so I knew that I did need to talk about it. I knew that my discoveries when I was out and about talking to people across this nation needed expressed somewhere. I found the people in the nation were tired of politics. They loved the concept of being able to be part of something bigger than life. They loved it. They were still searchers, seekers, wanting more. And what I found was the place for them to go did not exist because it was puffing. It was dishonesty. There were places that I was supposed to be able to find people when I crossed the country that didn't exist. But yet there were a few that did, and they were willing to help me with the project that I was doing. And I don't really talk about it. I could, but I was told I didn't need to by at least one supposedly powerful man. And it was enough to make me think, why wouldn't you want to know what I learned? It was a value. It's a value to us. It will help us move more quickly. So I found my own media, and I grew stronger. And I've created new outlets. I have the Congregation of Inspiration with my friend Tom Carey. We created the entity we needed to create according to law. And we had our dear friend Kenneth Townsend and our dear friend John Schmreck who came in with us and keep it going with us. But you're going to keep going with me. Keep going. Integrate your thoughts. Don't be specialized. It will never serve you. It will serve the external people in your life. Don't point the fingers. Go ahead and get up and create something today. Because you're beautiful. You're capable. Protect yourself. Your skin is your largest organ. It protects that wonderful double-barrel brain, double-barrel shotgun. Fire the creative right, logical left. Let those logical numbers help you become more and more and more and more, and you could have eternal life. That is capable of living forever based on creating new pockets of knowledge, definitive cure to aging. Thank you, Mark Hamilton, for that. Every day people make the world go round. Be thin. But if you are the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, it's okay. Be it. Be your best. Let it draw you back. If it feels right, it draws you back on your off time. You're in the zone. You're in the sweet spot. Sweet spot is coming from a band of 70 people who I'd never heard of. Not a TV girl, guys. Be there.